You're listening to How to Win with Mike Moore, the podcast that provides you with practical insights on how to win in every arena of life.
God wants His people to prosper, and I believe that He's anointed me to help you to prosper, to go from one level to another level all year, and we're going to break poverty and lack and scarcity, unfulfilled desire over your life. It's going to take you to another level of abundance in God. Come on, take this journey with me. How to Win Our Prosperity Edition 2024.
Are you ready to break free from the chains of anxiety, stress, and depression? Mike Moore, author and founding pastor of Faith Chapel and host of the How to Win podcast, is here with his new book, Help, My Mind is Under Attack. Learn how to overcome attacks on your mind and live an emotionally healthy life. Grab your copy now, available as ebook on Amazon and paperback on MikeMoore.com. Embark on your journey to complete mental health and emotional peace.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore, and welcome to the How to Win podcast. These podcasts are based off 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ." Listen, we're in my prosperity edition of How to Win, and we are in a wonderful series entitled Faith, a Force Greater Than Money. Faith is a force that's greater than money. You know, I was led by the Spirit of God to begin this prosperity edition because it is so important to elevate believers and people's thinking as it relates to prosperity, financial material prosperity. God wants His people to go to another level financially. But then I got to thinking, and the Spirit of God led me to teach on faith, because faith is how we receive what God has already planned and purchased on our behalf through the redemptive work of Christ. So we're talking about a faith as a force. It is a force greater than money. Now, we all know that money is a medium of exchange. Money is the currency of the earth. Money is how we exchange goods and services in the earth. But faith is also a medium of exchange, but faith is the currency of heaven. Say that. Faith is the currency of heaven. Now, I've said based off Isaiah 55:1 that faith is greater than money. Faith is greater than money because faith can get you money. You need money? Faith can get you money. But faith can also purchase things that money can't buy. Money can't buy salvation. Money can't buy healing. For the most part, it can't, because so many people have died and were very wealthy people died with sickness. You know, money can't buy you eternal life. Money can't buy the Holy Spirit. Can't buy direction from the Holy Spirit. So there are, you can't purchase righteousness with money. So there are many things that money can purchase, that money, that faith can purchase, that money can't buy. And then finally, money or faith can buy or purchase when you don't have money. Because faith can release favor. Favor is when others use their resources, their power, their money on your behalf. So sometimes you don't need money. And that's why God spoke to me years ago, and He said, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish with your faith. And that's what He's saying to you. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish with your faith. Yet, faith is a force, and you need to know how to use it. You need to know how to release it. So the Bible says in Hebrews 4:2 that Israel received promises from God, But those promises did not profit them because they did not mix faith with what they heard. And so we've been talking about how to mix faith. I mean, what does that mean? How do I mix faith with the word? How does faith work? And we said that there are four components to the faith process. Faith involves your ears. Faith involves your heart. Faith involves your mouth. And faith involves your hands. Faith involves your ears. Hearing is the first step in the faith process. Faith involves your heart. Believing what you hear is the second step in the faith process. Then faith involves the mouth. Speaking is the third step in the faith process. And then after I hear, I believe, and I speak, then faith involves the hands. It involves acting on what you heard, what you believe, what you're saying. You add actions, and now you've completed the faith process. So we've talked about hearing, we've talked about believing, and this episode, this third episode, we're going to talk about speaking. We're going to talk about using your mouth. Each one of these episodes has a subtopic. So our subtopic in this third episode is talking things into manifestation. Isn't that a great title? Talking things into manifestation. Talking things into manifestation. Mark 11, 22 says, and Jesus is speaking, he says, have faith in God. The object of our faith should be God. But in the 23rd verse of Mark 11, the latter part of the verse, he says, he will have whatever he says. What powerful insight he's given to us. He, the believer, Jesus says, will have what he's saying. One time I wanted something that God didn't want me to have. You ever wanted something that God didn't want you to have? You ever wanted something God didn't want you to have? And God said, you cannot have that, but you can have what you say. Wow, that's what he said. He said, you can't have that, but you can have what you say. Now, listen at this. We're talking about talking things into manifestation. I got three sides to this lesson, three sides. The first part of this lesson, I want to talk about the fact that words matter. Say it. Words matter. Say it one more time. Words matter. Now I'm talking about the words that you speak out of your mouth. Words matter. I'm gonna explain this part in three different ways, but I'm gonna say the same thing. I'm gonna say the same thing three different ways. Things, here we go, the first explanation of words matter. Things in the natural world are affected by faith, feel words spoken out of the mouth. Things in the natural world are affected by faith, feel words spoken out of the mouth. Let's say it differently. Faith is released through words spoken out of the mouth. Faith that's in my heart that came by hearing is released by words spoken out of the mouth. Let's say the same thing, but say it a little differently. Spoken words are how we release our faith and transact business in the realm of the spirit. spoken words. God spoke words in the beginning. He says, let there be. And then he said, let there be. And then he said, let there be. And it was. So spoken words are how we release our faith and transact business in the realm of the spirit. Allow me to quote some proof text to you. Words matter. They just matter. So many believers are just saying so many things that they don't desire. So many believers are saying things that contradict God's word. So many believers are saying things that God never said. Words matter. The words you speak out of your mouth matters. Now listen at this. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. First thing he tells to making our way prosperous is don't let the word depart out of your mouth. If the word of God doesn't depart out of your mouth, that means you're speaking the word all the time. You're speaking what God says all the time. Now, that doesn't mean you're speaking every second, every minute, every hour, but it does mean when you speak, you're speaking that which is consistent with God's word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night, observe to do. And then he says, you'll make your way prosperous. You'll have good success. But now notice, good success, according to Joshua 1:8, begins with the words that you're speaking. Words matter. Proverbs 4:24 says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. Now, that's an interesting way to say it. A deceitful mouth. Did you not know that your mouth can deceive your heart? Your mouth can literally deceive you. Your mouth can literally deceive others, but your mouth can literally deceive your heart. It can literally deceive your heart. It says, put away from you a deceitful mouth and perverse lips. Pervert means to twist. If we're going north, to pervert means to go south, to turn in the opposite direction. So a perverted lip is a lip not speaking what God says, but speaking what somebody else says. Could be humans, could be demons, could be Satan. It could be human opinions, but a perverse lip, it says, put far from you. Words matter. Proverbs 18:20 says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. A man's stomach shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth. Now, naturally, it's not talking about eating words. You know you have to eat food. You know that. But it's talking about your life will be satisfied by the words that you're speaking. And then Proverbs 18:21 says death and life are in the power of the tongue, not in the power of the devil, not in the power of your circumstances, not in the power of other people. It says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Words matter. Come on, say that. The words that you speak out of your mouth matters. It's how you release your faith. You are releasing your faith by what you're saying. You're either releasing your faith by what you're saying about God, about yourself, about others, You're releasing your faith about what you believe. You're releasing your faith about what you heard. And it may be death words. It may be life words. But you're releasing your faith when you speak. Do you want what you're saying? Will you take a day, just one day, and listen to what you're saying? No, don't change what you're saying. Talk normal. But I want you to listen to what you're saying. Most people don't hear what they're saying, because if they heard what they were saying, they would realize that they're speaking many things that they don't desire for their lives. So words matter. Let's look at a second thing. Let's talk about what is faith confession. What is faith confession? The word confession, now, I'm not speaking about confession in the courtroom. I'm not talking about confession of your sins, but biblical confession. When the Bible says, let not the word depart from your mouth, it's talking about speaking the word or confessing the word. And the word confession, from a biblical standpoint, means to agree with or say the same thing God says. It means to agree with or say the same thing that God says. Now, if that's true, that faith confession is saying what God says, and that's what we want to do. We want to release our faith. We don't want to release our unbelief. We want to release our faith. We don't want to release tradition and other doctrines of men. No, we want to release our faith in God. We want to release our faith in His Word. Well, if faith confession is agreeing with God or saying what God says, then there are some things I'll never say. There are some things you'll never hear me say. You'll never hear me say, I can't afford. Never going to hear that. You're never going to hear, not Mike Moore. Now, you may hear other folks say it, but you will never hear me say, I can't afford. You'll never hear me say, I can't give. Never, never, never. You'll never hear me say, I can't give. I can't give. I hear Christians, I pastored for 42 years and 8 months, and I hear Christians, I've heard Christians over the years say, well, I wish I could, but I can't afford it. I wish I could give, but I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. See, that's their faith talking. That's their faith talking in their inability to give. Yeah, they have faith that they can't give. They're releasing. They believe it, and they're saying it. They're saying what they believe, so they're releasing their faith in their inability to give. See, you're always releasing your faith. It's either in God or in somebody else. It's either in God or it's in your job. It's either in God or it's in your doctrine. Listen, your opinion or men's opinion or what the devil is saying. Sometimes we're talking about what devil plant thoughts in our minds, and we say what the devil says. So there are certain things you'll never hear me say. You'll never hear me say I can't afford. You'll never hear me say I can't give. Why would I say that? If I'm releasing my faith, why would I say I can't give? When the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 9:10 that God give me seed to sow. So why would I say I can't when the scripture says He gives me seed to sow? I am speaking contrary to what He says. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says God gives His people seed to sow, give them money to give. So why would I say I can't give? Why would I say I can't afford when the scripture says He supplies all my needs? Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that I have the money or I should go out and charge up things. No. Faith confession brings manifestation. If my faith speaking that brings things into manifestation. That's why we titled this lesson, Talking Things into Manifestation. Talking things into manifestation. So now if I have to talk about things into manifestation, then that means they're not manifested. And that's why I'm talking. I'm talking to cause them to be manifested. Now, listen at this. I'll never say that any human being or demon spirit can stop me from achieving what God wants me to do. I'll never say this person is stopping me. This person is blocking me. I could, but they hinder. I'll never say that. I'll never say that. I'll never give anybody that power that they can stop me from doing what God wants me to do. So I'll never say I can't afford. I'll never say I can't give. And I'll never say others can stop me from doing what God called me to do. You should have some things that you will never say again. There are two keys as we close this lesson to talking things into manifestation. Two keys. Number one, say in the present tense what you desire based on what God says to you. Say in the present tense what you desire based on what God says to you. Or we could put it like this, say in the present tense what we desire based on what God say to us. And this is the way that you do it. You say, I believe I have, I believe I can, I believe that I am, I believe I have, I believe I am, I believe I can do. I believe I have, I believe I can. I believe I am. I believe I have it. That's my faith confession. Notice it's in the present tense. I believe I have it. Whatever it is, I believe I have it. Present tense. That's what I desire. I'm saying what I desire in the present tense. I believe that I am. Present tense. If God says I am righteous, if God says I'm holy, if God says I'm in the temple, I believe I am. I believe I am. If God says that he blessed me with all spiritual blessings, I believe I have it. If God says he supplies my needs, I believe I have my needs met. I believe I have. Present tense. I believe I have. I believe I am. I believe I can do. I believe I can do. If God says that I can preach the gospel, I believe I can do that. If God says that I can cast out demons, I believe I can do that. If God says I can lay hands on the sick and they will recover, I can do that. So faith is saying in the present tense what you desire that God says about you or to you. The second key to talking things into manifestation is to call things which be not as though they were. Call things that be not as though they were. That's Romans 4, verse 17. Romans 4, verse 17. So we see that God calls things that are not manifested as though they were manifested. In Genesis 1, 3, when God said, let there be light, it was dark. God says, let there be light. There was no light manifested. So he speaking what he desired. Let there be light. God said about Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. I have made you. He's speaking to Abraham. He says, Abraham, I have made you. Past tense. I have made you a father of nations. Well, when God said that, Abraham wasn't a father of nations. He wasn't a father of nations. And then Jesus says in a storm, peace be still. Well, when Jesus said peace, there was no peace. There was a storm. But he was calling things that be not manifested as though they were. He was talking the manifestation into existence. Now, many Christians are making two mistakes. They're telling it like it is. That if it's dark, they say it's dark. If they don't have any money, they say, I don't have any money. If they're not doing this and can't go here, they say, I can't go. They're telling it like it is. So what they're doing, they're talking about what's manifested. Or they deny it. I have no bills. I have no problems. There's not a lump in my chest. I have no sickness. I have no disease. That's denial. No, in both cases, when you're telling it like it is, you're talking about what is. You're talking about what manifested. When you deny it, you're denying what's manifested. So in both cases, you're talking about what manifested. No, you want to call what's not manifested. What is it you desire? You want to talk about. You want to focus on your desire. You want to talk about what's not manifested. Okay, if the healing is not manifest, you want to say, I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm healed. You're not saying you are. You're saying, I believe I am. And you're calling that healing into manifestation. If you talk about your sickness and your diseases and your lack, you're talking about what is existing. It won't change. It won't change. I'll give you an illustration in close. I'll give you an illustration. You walk out on your back porch. You're looking for your dog. Your dog usually be out in the yard. So when you go on the back porch, you don't say, dog is not here. Dog is not here. Dog is not here. That would be telling it like it is because you can't see the dog anywhere. You don't see the dog anywhere. You wouldn't go out there and say, dog is not here. Dog is not here. That's telling like it is. That's not going to change it. You wouldn't say, don't have a dog. There is no dog. There's no such thing as a dog. That's denial. Here's what you would do. I bet you've done it before. You stood on the porch, stood in the backyard, and you said, here, boy. You said, here, Spot. You said, here, Geronimo. Here, King. Whatever your dog name. You said, here. The dog is on the other side of the fence. Didn't know you were around, and he heard here. You call the dog to you. You're calling the dog. You're not talking about the fact that the dog is not present. You're not denying the dog. What you're doing, you're calling the dog because the dog is not manifest. You're saying here. But when you said the dog wasn't there, you're calling the dog. So we're talking about talking things into manifestation, things that are not manifested, whether it's you're not living right, you don't have the wisdom, you don't have the money, you're sick. Okay, what you want? You want healing. You want wisdom. You want money. That's what not manifested. So that's what you're going to focus on. That's what you're going to talk about. And that's what you're going to call. You're going to say, I believe I'm healed. I believe I have the money. I believe my bills are paid. I believe I have the wisdom. I believe that I'm delivered from this problem. So now you're calling into manifestation or talking into manifestation what's not manifested. That'll never change if you're talking about what's manifested. It'll never change if you deny it. It's never going to change. You got to call what you desire. Listen, I'm out of time, but that was a good lesson. It really was a good lesson. I want you to go back and listen to it because I believe you heard something that you never heard. And I believe some of you, you heard something that you've heard before, but you got it this time. Listen, I got to go. But I look forward to seeing you next time. And guess what? We'll be in our last episode, and we're going to talk about the acting part. We've talked about hearing. We've talked about believing. We've talked about speaking. Now we're going to talk about acting on the Word of God, and it's going to be a blessing. I look forward to seeing you next time.